Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but not the star of the show. The star is a man we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, from Land's End, from Crisis, from Agent X, and now Bumblebee the movie, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
You're
and welcome.
Welcome
to our show.
Big show.
Everybody, hope you have a great week. You had a good week, didn't you?
Yeah, we have. We're going to recap the Super Bowl. You and I were at the same Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
and let me tell you, it is exciting to sit next to you at a Super Bowl party because you will analyze the game better than the analysts on television.
But I don't over-talk. I let people watch the game.
You do.
I don't assume anything.
You were talking about switchbacks, and you were saying, watch this, a switchback, they should do this on the next play and the next play. And then you mentioned that the guy on TV, I don't know who the commentators were on CBS, they were passable.
Tony Romo was good.
Well, yeah, he was, but he didn't use the replay to illustrate what he was talking about,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, that's been my big main gaffe, especially in football, but football is such a perfect sport to educate your viewing audience, and they don't take advantage of it. They don't give you a philosophy before the game, set up everything, and then back it up by showing you replays to support their theory one way or another. You know, I've always said this, if you could say that I think the Rams are going to win, and here's why. And then when they don't, it's also a story too. So you got to use the instant replay to back up what you think is going to be happening.
And it's great talking to you because, you know much more finer points of the game than I do. And I've been watching football for years. So to back it up with a replay, and you told me to watch the screen, means an awful lot because then you sort of say, look at this number and watch this. And I wish you would add a telestrator there. I don't know what your thoughts are out there, but I do tell you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and get his comments from time to time. He's on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. Ever since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life. interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. You need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can toss MyPillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code BAR. That's B-A-R-R. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off, free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code BAR. And be sure to use the promo code. That's BAR, B-A-R-R.
Valentine's Day is brutal on us guys. The pressure to buy the perfect gift is intense, right? Flowers are always the right call, but here's where it gets dicey. If you show up with produce department flowers that smell like green onions, you're toast. Same with sending stale flowers plus an upsell balloon from some flower giant website. The Books is the ticket. That's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Look, there's a huge difference between flowers from the Books and the others. And trust me, she knows it. Books delivers spectacular flowers cut fresh from the finest farms in the world. They even have farms on the side of a volcano that produce the most amazing flowers ever. Books are picked fresh and shipped direct, so they stay fresher longer. And Books cuts out the middleman, so you save big time. Be a hero this Valentine's Day with flowers from the Books. Go to Books.com, that's B-O-U-Q-S.com, and enter the code RON for 20% off. Yeah, 20% off when you enter RON at B-O-U-Q-S.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, you know, we want to say hi to all our new listeners on the SiriusXM channel 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Glad to be with them. And
yes,
we want to welcome our newest affiliate, our good town of Las Vegas, at KSHP, 1400 AM, taking the show this
week. We're adding
weekend.
Stations left and right. It's very exciting.
It's very good. Now, you mentioned Edelman is the MVP. Nobody's going to argue with that. But you did have a thought that maybe it should have been a co-MVP because Brady was pretty good. He was getting those passes to Edelman. Your thoughts?
Well, it's that simple. Edelman doesn't, get the ball unless Brady throws it to him. But it's okay. You know, they went for one MVP, and I think that's the right guy.
Game strategy-wise, you know, this was going to be the showdown between the old pro, the coach who, not the oldest coach, but the longest tenured coach in the NFL, Bill Belichick, and then Sean McVay, the 33-year-old young newcomer with new ideas. How do you think that played out between the two of them? It was 3-3 for some time.
Well, what do we start with first? Let's go with the Patriots. The Patriots had a very good game plan defensively against the Rams. And the idea was certainly always to control the line of scrimmage. And through the application of your fronts and the coverages and so forth and so on, they ran a lot of zone defense when during the season they would run man. So when the Rams came out of the huddle, they expected to see the Patriots in some form of in a man coverage. But they were in zone, and they confused Goff a lot. Goff was kinda, as the game went on, starting to get in over his head. He was a young quarterback. He's 3 years in the league, and to expect that guy, that instrument, to be able to beat Belichick's 2 weeks of preparation, and think of all of the equity that the Patriots had coming into that game. 9 Super Bowls. They won 6 of them. And that's an incredible amount of pressure on a young quarterback like that.
Genius thoughts from you, Fred. And this is the difference on our show here for you new listeners, is the behind the scenes, the mental thought process going on. So Belichick looks at his game plan and comes up and says, hey, we got a young quarterback. How do we control the line of scrimmage? How do we confuse him a little bit? You also mentioned taking advantage of making sure the defensive tackles don't come and screw up your offense on the Patriots. They had to take care of the Rams guys at the same time.
Yeah, the idea was basically at the line of scrimmage for the center and the two guards to push Ndamukong Suh, the left defensive tackle, and Aaron Donald, the right defensive tackle, fan them out and get them out of the eyesight, the eye line of Brady. And they did that. They did it successfully enough, I think, the first part of the game. You have to understand that think about this. The first quarter, Brady threw an interception and they missed a field goal.
Yeah.
Those are two things that they overcame against a pretty
good. That was a big deal, and they were looking good in that opening session, and then that interception comes in.
Yeah.
You're right.
And so, you know, when you really break it down, I think that the Rams were really surprised that the Patriots were able to put a lot of pressure on Goff. Goff threw most of his passes, I'll say half of his passes, from his back foot. He was unable to step up. He had a lot of people in his face. That bothered him. He was uncomfortable the entire game. You know, you don't have to sack somebody, you know, to be effective. You can get in his way. You can yell at him. There's a lot of things that you
do. Is that what you did when you played?
Well, there's a lot of times when you take into consideration breaking the quarterback's concentration. How do you do it? You can do it physically, or you can get close to him and really yell loud in his ear, and you don't know, you know, specifically how often that that works, but it does have an effect, a cumulative effect of making a quarterback very nervous and not rested and not confident. And as the game went on, you could see that the director of the telecast was showing close-ups of Goff more and more and more. And you could see that he was, as I always joke about, people start to glaze over when they become self-conscious and instead of self-aware. There's two big differences. Being self-aware is being in control. Being self-conscious is not. And the Rams' offense became more and more self-conscious as they moved along. And the self-conscious came from the fact that they were unable to execute their offense. They could not run the ball. I don't know where Gurley was. Supposedly, you know, he's hurt. But the Gurley wasn't in. And C.J. Anderson was not able to do the things that he did against Dallas a couple weeks before. And so the upshot of all of it is you've got a Patriot team that is smart, that is confident and cool, with a quarterback that is able to administer the Novocaine to the enemy in his own inimitable style.
Yet, all that said, there was still time left, and the Rams looked like they had a chance to maybe tie that game towards the end, and then that interception comes in and stops that. So Sean McVay, the coach, was making changes throughout the game. You yourself said, hey, there's 6 minutes left here. Wait and see what happens in the game.
Yeah, and yes, that's true. You know, you can also, on the flip side, as you say, you can take a look at the Rams. Let's take a look at the Rams. They were dominated in giving up 13 points to a very good offense. And so what you wind up getting is a tight game that's dominated by New England. You know, and so the finality of it is where's the leadership coming from? It's coming from New England. It's coming from the head coach. It's coming from the defensive coordinator. It's coming from Brady and that offensive line that did a very, very good job against an excellent defense. I mean, the Rams had, you know, collectively a heck of a defense. They have a great front four. They're very active, but they weren't in the long run. They weren't able to sustain anything, to take anything away from Brady, to keep him from executing his offense.
All right, so we'll see about that as well, too. That made for a pretty interesting game there. And so you think changes were made. I know at halftime you mentioned Sean McVay. We'll see what happens. We'll see what Belichick does. Changes go in there. I mean, it took almost to the end of the game for an actual winner to be decided. So actually, if you're a defensive person, this was a pretty good football game. While it was boring for those of us that like a lot of offense, and I think those that went with the over-under probably very disappointed.
Oh, what, was it, what was the over-under? 50? Know.
Something like that,
52
yeah.
52 or something.
Come on. It was, barely covered the point spread there for a while, and then they did cover it so quite well. And, of course, that last kick was just icing on the cake. All right, we're analyzing and kind of going over and giving you our thoughts on the Super Bowl 53 here, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. This is the Sports Lounge. Hi to our new listeners on KSHP and on XM Sirius, Dan Patrick's Channel 211, and everybody here on our network. Thanks for joining us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Kind of recapping, giving you a little review here if we can of Super Bowl 53. And so one of the big stories coming out of the Super Bowl, and actually leading up to the Super Bowl, Fred Dreyer, was Todd Gurley. Wasn't used in some of the games leading up to it as much as he could have been, and definitely not used too much in this last weekend's Super Bowl. So what's the story there with Gurley?
Well, nobody has come out and said Todd Gurley is hurt. It's his knee or whatever it is, but it's his knee. Nobody's come out and said that he's limited. He won't be able to play. There's nothing official about his set of circumstances. And everybody's very vague. He suits up. He goes out. He comes in and plays for a play or two, then goes off for a quarter and a half, comes out for two or three plays. And that's how they use him. And this is a Super Bowl where you need that guy to control the line of scrimmage. And they don't have that guy. And I want to know why he hasn't been playing. Now, I do know that he was supposedly hurt at the Monday night Kansas City game.
That big high-scoring game played at the Coliseum, right?
Right. And so I'm confused by this, and I'm more confused that there isn't a demand from the sports
media, yes.
to ask this coach after this game was over. This was an embarrassing performance by this head coach, Sean McVay. Say, look, coach, you give us the defining reason that you haven't played Todd Gurley. I want to know what the hell's going on with him. It's amazing what people settle for. Here it is. The world press is here at this game, and there's many people there who collectively didn't figure out to ask the coach, why isn't your best running back playing? And we were at the party the other day
at a
friend's house.
Yeah.
And at that game, there was an orthopedic surgeon that we all know.
Yeah, well-known guy.
And he said that Gurley was going to have an operation after the season was over.
Whoa. So the doctor knows this, and maybe in the medical community, again, unconfirmed by us, we just heard this report, but it certainly looks that way. If Gurley's not able to come in there, a guy that brought you success to the Rams and is in play after play after play, all of a sudden, like you say, is in two or three plays, and then all of a sudden he's out for a quarter, then back for a few more, even though he says he's good. What's the problem? Something's got to be the problem.
Well, if a guy's limping, you know there's something wrong with
him. That's true.
So this doctor said that he's going to have an operation.
You heard it here first with Fred Dreyer.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, gee, these surgeons, they know what the scoop is. They talk.
They do.
You know, they know. You know,
they can see on TV what's going on.
They know who the team physician for the Rams is. They know who the orthopedic doctor is. And so they give him a call and say, what's going on? Maybe that doctor called this other doctor who was at the party yesterday and said, hey, what do you think about this, and this? You know, everybody talks. It's a small world.
I can understand where Sean McVay and the coaching staff would not want that going out before the game to give an advantage to the Patriots and to Bill Belichick and his crew, where you'd want to keep that under wraps. But now the season's over, you think that should be coming out. Somebody should be mentioning it, and there should be some comments made. Made, right.
Well, Jared Goff, the Ram quarterback, says we'd love to get Gurley the ball. That's, and Gurley says, well, it's not my decision of how I'm used in the offense. That's kind of an odd thing for this guy to say. I mean, if you just signed a four-year $60 million contract for the season, and suddenly now you're in the Super Bowl and you're not playing. You know, he was in the offense big time until he got hurt against Kansas City Monday night.
Yeah.
And so why can't you talk about the fact that the guy's hurt?
Now, I understand before, but I can understand now. And he played a big role in the Dallas win, too, over the Dallas Cowboys. He rushed for 115 yards, but it wasn't necessarily his greatest performance in there after that Monday night game that you're talking about. So, and a lot of people have been saying, what's the deal? We've been getting phone calls here on the show. People call you. What's with Gurley?
So we might have
the answer here.
Yeah, even McVay says, there was some different situations. You could always go back, and certainly that is going to be something that I'm sure I'll say. I wish I could have got Gurley more involved in the offense.
Right.
The film is always a good chance to go back and look at it. And I know there's a handful of decisions that I'm going to want to take back for sure. He's talking as if he's talking around something.
Yeah, you're right.
And nobody's asked him the question. Again, we talked about this all the time. You know, I think you and I have talked on the phone before about, the L.A. press, and this is the world press we're talking about, but it seems to be the same problem, is that nobody pushes and asks and demands to know information, especially if you go to a Dodger game. You know, the local press in Los Angeles is for the Dodgers, and all the guys has to say is, he says, well, he's working on his bunting, and everybody just leaves it at that. And then when the PR guy for the Dodgers would say, are there any more questions? And there's nobody has any questions, and nobody's asked any questions that has wrung out any type of information from the manager, and they don't ask questions. I said this before. When I was playing for the Giants in New York City in 1969, this was the year the Mets won the World Series.
Right.
When I was there, and it was coming off of a Jets winning the World Series and winning the World Championship six months before.
The Mets, you mean?
The Jets.
Oh,
the Jets won the Super Bowl. Namath called the shot against the Colts.
Got it.
So that year, I went to New York, and that was the summer that the Mets made their run. And so there was an unbelievable, exciting time to be in New York City at that point in time. And I was with the Giants the first year, and I'm telling you, every day at practice, there was 30 guys from the tri-state area, sports was just exploding, and New York was the place to be, certainly. And they asked all kinds of questions. I'll never forget how demanding they were. You don't see that today at all.
Nope. Very milquetoast and easygoing press these days. On politics, they're pretty harsh and rude, and on sports, they just kind of let things fly. Oh, that's just the way it is. We'll continue here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us. Glad to have you on board. XM Sirius Channel 211 and the Sports Byline and CRN Radio Networks. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $21.95. Are you kidding? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, one other comment. You had mentioned earlier that, that you can't break the quarterback's concentration. Well, they have found the fan who pointed a laser in Tom Brady's face during that Kansas City game, a Chiefs fan aimed at him. They're going to throw the book at him to try to make this stop. That's a dangerous thing. And I think, didn't he throw an interception or something after that game? I mean, if you see a light being beaded on your face or something, that's got to break a quarterback's concentration, huh?
Yeah, well, they better react fast to this.
Yep.
And curb the enthusiasm for people to do it again. This is not something you monkey around with. This is bad stuff.
Yeah. Again, I don't know. I guess he did throw the interception in the fourth quarter of that game. Let's get into our emails, by the way. You can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Sylvia says, hi, Fred. I worked at SJC and typed many Hunter scripts. Hope you are well. One of your script writers there, yeah, huh?
SJC being Stephen J. Cannell's company.
There you go. Great one.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for your efforts on that. That was a good time for everybody to be over there at SJC, and thank you for writing in.
Earl is talking about the Rams' playoff game here. It says the Rams' defense played a heck of a game. Wow, it felt like the 80s with Jack Hamm and Fred Dreyer.
Well, it was an interesting part of the game, the defense, but they fell about 10 points short.
Yeah, it's right there. Then Stevie says, such a bummer the Rams lost. They put up a good fight, though. This is about the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really something there. I'm telling you, really there. Bert says, both the Rams and the Patriots had amazing defenses, regardless of the final score. Who do you think did better and why?
Well, the Patriots did better, and they played better.
Yeah, they certainly won the game and brought some success there. Rich says, who's your pick for the Super Bowl MVP this year? Well, we mentioned that, and you said you thought it was going to be a shared Super Bowl,
yeah,
right?
It could have been a shared, and I wouldn't have had any problem with it.
Yeah, who do you pick to win the Super Bowl next year? You got any odds on favorites?
I'm going with the Patriots.
You think?
Yeah, I think they got a lot of draft choices coming their way. Everybody's healthy, and Gronkowski has to let them know what they're doing so they can draft another tight end.
All right, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. And you follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, but freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
Your daughter's a genius, and with all those smarts comes a lot of travel. So you're at Hampton by Hilton for a science fair in Springfield. Last month she was a mathlete in Martindale. Next she'll be a robot whiz in Riverside. She fuels up on free Hampton waffles. You fuel up on coffee. With 6 hours of applied biology ahead of you, you need all your synapses firing. Proud parent of a prodigy? That's why we're here with free hot breakfast and more than 2,400 locations. Book at Hampton.com for our price match guarantee. Hampton by Hilton. Terms and conditions apply.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Valentine's Day is brutal on us guys. The pressure to buy the perfect gift is intense, right? Flowers are always the right call, but here's where it gets dicey. If you show up with produce department flowers that smell like green onions, you're toast. Same with sending stale flowers plus an upsell balloon from some flower giant website. The Books is the ticket. That's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Look, there's a huge difference between flowers from the Books and the others. And trust me, she knows it. Books delivers spectacular spectacular flowers cut fresh from the finest farms in the world. They even have farms on the side of a volcano that produce the most amazing flowers ever. Buchs are picked fresh and shipped direct, so they stay fresher longer. And Buchs cuts out the middleman, so you save big time. Be a hero this Valentine's Day with flowers from the Buchs. Go to Buchs.com. That's Bouqs.com and enter the code RON for 20% off. Yeah, 20% off when you enter RON at Bouqs.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer, talking about Super Bowl 53 here on this edition of our show. So, Fred, Super Bowl 53, they're saying, had the lowest ratings in 10 years. Why do you suppose that was?
That's interesting. You would think that, the networks really wanted, for the sake of advertising dollars,
yes,
the East Coast, West Coast type of thing. They wanted the repeat of the audience from the World Series, L.A., Boston, New York, L.A., East Coast, West Coast.
Right.
But there might have been some sort of a pushback from the fact that the people around the Midwest kind of thought that the Rams were there illegitimately because they might have gotten away with something. Well, as a matter of fact, they did get away with something.
In that New Orleans game
on that pass interference call that would have probably led to the Saints winning that game and being in the Super Bowl. So what were they cheated out of? They were cheated out of a Patriot-Saint Super Bowl. Now, would that have made a difference here? I don't know. But if it's the lowest ratings in 10 years, I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Hollywood Reporter says the ratings were roughly 44.9 household ratings overnight in the metered markets, and that was down 5% from a year ago, and the lowest since 2009, which drew 42.1, according to the Nielsen figures. Now, last year, the game hit a 47.4 in metered markets and are eventually earning 103.39 million viewers. So it's something there. And then they talk about the halftime show. A lot of people, disgusted with Maroon 5 and Adam Levine, and it's like, for gosh sakes, it's a halftime show. I thought it was fine. What do you need, the pyrotechnics and all this stuff and flames going up or whatever?
Well, you can be sure that the National Football League caters to, as they've always done, to the current culture. The youth culture, and that is what you get when you put Maroon 5 or anybody else up there. Janet Jackson, with her, her uniform malfunction. So that's going to happen no matter what generation you're in who it is. The halftime of the Super Bowl now isn't, a marching band playing horns.
That's right. Here's a big deal, because that makes a great point. Even back in the days when you played, it was genius that the NFL had Benny Goodman playing at the halftime when you were in the Super Bowl, as I recall.
Yeah, exactly. And and Benny, the frisbee catching whippet.
Yeah.
Remember those dogs?
Yeah, that was a big deal at the time. They had in halftime they have the dogs out there catching frisbees.
I remember at the Coliseum at halftime walking off the field up the tunnel, and on the right hand side you could see the lineup of halftime entertainment. And one of them was Benny the whippet-chasing, frisbee-chasing dog. And I asked the guy going up on the way to the locker room, I said, is that dog actually? He says, this dog has never missed a frisbee. And this guy could throw a frisbee 100 freaking yards. And it would sprint for 100 yards and jump straight up in the air about 20 feet and catch this frisbee and drive people crazy.
And people are not going to tweet that would have been better than Adam Levine. Did you have props? Obviously, people bet on the games. There weren't as many props in your day. There was one prop I don't know, maybe there are. I'll let you answer that. But there was one prop that said, will Adam Levine wear a hat when he performs? Now, give me a break. You don't think Adam Levine sees that and says, hey, I'll put a hat on and I'll bet that I'm going to go ahead $500 and I'm going to wear a hat. I mean, this kind of, some of these props are ridiculous. It smacks of.
Well, what hat?
Would he wear a hat during his performance? So,
So in other words,
that was the prop.
You could bet on
you could bet on that. Well, don't you think Adam Levine would see it and go, I don't think I'll wear a hat and I'll go ahead and bet that I'm not going to do it. Come on. That's the collusion, isn't it?
What if he held?
Don't want to get Mueller involved. But
what if he held the hat the entire performance?
There you go.
Just hold
it. Is that a push?
Just hold it.
Is that a push?
Don't put it on. Just hold it.
It's something else. Paul, I'll tell you. So all that, did they have props at your time? I mean, they had over-unders and all that, but did they have Fred Dreyer get a touchdown or do a tackle?
Sure, they had all that stuff.
Yeah,
all
do you read variables? That? Did you read it as a player? Did you look at some of the props, or were you too concentrating on
no,
the game?
No, I wasn't worried about that. But you know, CBS Sports with Brent Musburger, they had on Jimmy the Greek Snyder. He would come on before the games on from 9 to 10 o'clock every Sunday, and when we were on the road, I used to watch this show before I left for the stadium.
You would watch
it. I would watch Jimmy the Greek on CBS give the point spread and talk about gambling.
And so you could say, hey, guys, it's point spread so-and-so. That's terrible. That was against the law. But, I mean, it was out there for everybody
to
see.
But the point is that they told everybody you can't bet on football, yet the network was promoting gambling.
Exactly. It's giving you the point spread. It's nuts. What can I tell you? Just like everybody commenting.
It's crazy.
Some guy tweeted that was Dave Roberts coaching the Rams.
Oh,
that's terrible. I love Dave Roberts. That's what they said.
Yeah.
It was a tweet. I saw it.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the All-Pro defensive end, Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The All-Pro defensive end, we're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, you're talking about, what's going on with what player and whatever. Rob Gronkowski, here's this guy, 29 years old. Is he continuing? Is he going to hang it up? There's always, as he got there, he had 9 receptions, 116 yards. When he played the Eagles, he was doing pretty well in the Super Bowl last season. He had receptions in the Super Bowl. He now has more Super Bowl receptions than any other tight end in NFL history. This guy's got to continue. Will he?
I don't know. I would tell him, if asked, I would tell him, hey, look it. You're 29. How many years you got left that you can actually do this sport? Milk it, because when you're 40, when you're 50, you're going to wish to God that you had maximized your athletic ability and your position on a team that is once in a lifetime. You know, you can always go act. You can always go. I don't know what the hell is he going. What did someone tell him? You know, you should be in the movies. You know, and he says, yeah,
you should.
Yeah,
Fred.
You're right. I'm going to quit my job. You've got a great quarterback, and you've got a great situation. From what I understand, they've got a great draft class. They've got a lot of draft choices.
Going to be better,
and they're going to be better.
We're talking the Patriots here.
And if they stay healthy, the Patriots will be in the Super Bowl again next year.
Gronkowski
should, and I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's got a lot of people giving him some advice. But don't be fogged to leave your position with the Patriots.
Gronk, go to the bank on what Fred Dreyer's telling you. By the way, Gronk finished tonight with 6 receptions, 87 yards. He's got a career-high total of 23. So that is pretty good. Now, saying that and continuing playing, did you see the pregame interview with our president, Donald Trump? And a good question was asked. He was asked by CBS News if he would let his son, Barron, play football in it. And Trump basically said, you know, if he wanted to, I would support him. But he says, I just don't like the reports I see coming out having to do with football. I mean, it's a dangerous sport, and I think it's really tough. Your thoughts, Fred Dreyer?
Well, look, this has always been the case. This isn't any different than anything else. The one thing that lacks, is the conversation about how tackling, engaging the ball carrier and bringing him to the ground, how that skill, how that technique and fundamental has been stripped out of the game.
You've been talking about this since I've known you, for gosh sakes.
That's right. And it continues to this day. And
what do you mean? Tell the audience.
Well, look, as the sport has evolved and as new owners have come in, as new television packages have put pressure on owners to behave and participate in a different way, and how teams have gone away from the fundamentals of the sport because of the collective bargaining agreement. The owners go to the Players Association, go to D. Maurice Smith, and say, look, we don't want to have a strike here. We've got to go back to the networks, and we got to deliver them a football package they can depend upon because it's worth billions and billions. So therefore, D. Maurice Smith says, okay, so we're going to be partners now, right? You're going to show us the books. We're going to find out exactly, yeah, we'll show you everything. But you got to guarantee us you can deliver the players, and we'll give you the money. Okay, let's decide on how much money it's going to be. So they're going to say, okay, we're going to negotiate for 53% of all TV money goes to the players to be split up. And when they do that, the players say, not only that, but here's the other demands that we want. We want one-a-day practices. We don't want to have to practice on Sunday. This is a training camp. We want a 2-week training camp instead of a 6-week training camp. We don't want to extend the amount of preseason games. We want to keep it at 4 and so forth and so on. And within there, you whittle down the time of possession that coaches have their team for. You know, you've got the players now running around here with cell phones, and when they make a touchdown, they go right over to the bench, pick the cell phone up, and go right on Facebook, go right on Instagram,
Twitter,
and talk about the great feeling they just had. So you have that's swirling around, you know, in the sport. But the other thing else is that you're losing the time in order to put into the fundamentals of the game.
Which is tackling. Yeah.
We used to go after the games were over on Mondays, we'd show up for the films, a win, lose, or draw. They'd go right through it and say, that's a bad tackle. This is bad tackle. That's sloppy. If we don't get this guy on the ground right there, he's still running. So we've got to make sure that we bone up on our tackling. So you go out on the field, practice field, and put about 10-15 minutes into focusing people on tackling, and that was part of the culture of the sport, and you pass on. Good tackling teams win football games. That's not an exaggeration. And so what you wind up getting is you get a lot of teams today who have just decided, oh, you don't need that, you know, you guys know what to do, just get them on the ground.
And when you see some kind of a get-them-on-the-ground kind of tackle, kids see that, and it's not being taught in basics in the high school when they're playing,
it's
right?
not. It isn't, and it's a disservice, and it's hurting the sport as well as it's hurting the players.
Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back. Your final segment in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Walter has sent an email to you,
Walter.
Fred. He says, Mr. Dreyer, this is addressing you formally. I was always, he says, was always, I don't know, I was always a big fan of yours, as were my father and uncle. They both played football at Santa Clara. My uncle, Paul Kahn, played in the Orange Bowl for Santa Clara and joined the Army rather than play professional football. He served in Korea and was injured, so never got the chance. My father also joined the Army and continued playing in the Army for several years in Europe prior to Vietnam. Anyway, we all grew up fans of the Rams and some of the great players such as yourself. Thank you.
Wow, that's great. That's good stuff. That's a whole family devoted to Fred Dreyer, Hunter, L.A. Rams.
He sends a picture of you and the beautiful Stephanie like staring at each other here.
Look at that. What am I doing there?
You're looking at her, and she's staring at you. And
she just said, let's go down to the beach and get a hot dog.
Is that what she just said? Did you guys, did they ever have an episode like a day where you would go and get donuts or something? Did Hunter and Stephanie?
Yeah, but you know, the fun thing about it, as you got to do this show,
yes.
As the years went on,
yes.
She and I got to do what they call little ad libs that bridged scenes. Like, this is the scene where we're supposed to get in the car, start the car, and drive out. And then the next scene is us driving down to beach, you know. So, but in there, this little scene there, I would tell the sound people, I'd say, Vince, leave the sound open, leave the microphone, because I might want to say something. And, of course, we get in the car, and I'd say, are you ready? You know, or I'd say, let's get a soda. Let's get a beer. Let's stop off and get a six-pack. Let's go to the Apple Pan. Let's get lunch. You and me.
You would say that?
I would say those types of things.
And did they use it on the show?
Yeah, they would use it.
Why the Apple Pan? Did you get paid remuneration?
No, because it was just
a wonderful place.
One of the many places we passed when we were shooting in Westwood.
You'd see it. You'd see the Apple Pan.
I would say, hey, let's stop at the Apple Pan and get some stuff. We'd send a PA over and say, give us two Apple Pans.
And then there'd be a scene of you and Stephanie Kramer eating?
Yeah, and we'd be eating, standing on the curb, waiting for the cars to be, waiting for the car to come back around to pick us up.
We need those outtakes. All right, don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And check out his website, FredDreyer.co.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.